We are living in the very last days of the age of grace. AI tech is soon going to reach singularity, where the growth of AI tech is out of control and completely irreversible. Superintelligent AI will radically and unpredictably transform our reality, resulting in unforeseeable changes to human civilization, resulting in a powerful superintelligence that far surpasses all human intelligence. These AI bots could perhaps even be demonic, getting their knowledge from fallen angels. It's quite remarkable how technology has suddenly exploded over the past 100 years. Mankind has went from horse and carriage to space rockets, flying planes, and Web3, and AI, and nanotechnology. Information has never been so widely available until the World Wide Web, which only came about only a few decades ago. And only now, at the very end of the Age of Grace, can we see the beast technology that would be necessary in order to control all of the buying and selling being set up with Web3. This technology is in the development stages as I speak, and thousands of the world's best developers are building this infrastructure for Web3 tech to exist. This technology is going to make it very easy for the beast to track and trace all of the world's transactions using digital IDs and the blockchain to store massive amounts of the world's data, including every single transaction made, with the ability to program your future digital currency via smart contract so that if you do not go along with the beast's agenda, you will not be able to buy or sell. Could this all just be a coincidence that we are witnessing this beast system being set up today? Web3 is likely within 10 years from gaining mass adoption worldwide, and many experts are saying that we could be only a few years away from AI intelligence that far surpasses all human intelligence. Could this be mankind's Tower of Babel moment? Will God intervene just as he did with the Tower of Babel? AI has the ability to speak and translate all languages and has the potential to come up with genius schemes that can cause much evil and destruction on the earth. Yes, AI could be used for good, and I suppose that's how it's going to start out, and that's how it's going to be pitched to the public. The media will praise AI for coming up with cures for cancer and all kinds of diseases. AI might even be able to come up with technology that can reverse aging, etc. But behind the scenes, it can also be secretly coming up with ways to cause chaos, to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But will all of this technology be ready and available during the time of Jacob's trouble? When God comes to sound that trumpet, everything as we know it will change. The heavens and the earth are going to shake, and great destruction is going to follow. However, we do know that there are going to be fallen angels on the earth during the time of Jacob's trouble, and I have no doubt that these fallen angels will have intelligence with them to help make this entire beast system operate. For example, if the internet was to go down, I believe that fallen angels will have the ability to provide worldwide Wi-Fi using dark magic or witchcraft or whatever source of knowledge that they have. Who knows? But we know that they will be using their knowledge for evil and for the beast system to be able to fully function and be fully operational during the entire 3.5 years of trouble. Because in order for the beast tech to work, we know that the whole world needs to be able to access the web. And the beast system that is being set up today is wholly dependent upon being online and being able to transact using digital currency and digital IDs. So these fallen angels could have some sort of wireless technology that could provide 6G internet access to the world. And these fallen angels will likely have even more technology that far surpasses anything that we have ever seen or known. And I wouldn't be surprised if they do have the capabilities to keep the whole world online for the purpose of the beast system to be able to function properly. Because of course it benefits the beast agenda. I also cannot see mankind continuing on this same path past the year 2034 without God directly intervening from all of the abominations that are going to likely occur, that are going to come about from all of the future AI technology. Because if God doesn't intervene, mankind will soon no longer be human, but cyborgs with corrupted genetically modified DNA that give humans super abilities. For example, they could have the ability to have night vision, to be able to see in the pitch dark. Have you heard of super soldiers? The advancements in modern tech and gene editing and AI superintelligence, soon humans are going to be able to program their DNA to upgrade themselves and turn themselves into the image of a beast, corrupting themselves from the image of God to their own image of an abomination. Cyborgs, part human, part AI, part iron, part clay. This is the direction that mankind is heading towards. And this is not 50 years away. This is not 100 years away. This is in the not too distant future. I'm talking about within 5 to 10 years. Do you know that there is a foundation that is called the Methuselah Foundation? Methuselah is a biblical name. It is the name of the oldest human to ever exist. And this foundation is aiming to reverse aging by making 90 the new 50 by the year 2030. And they're doing this by using AI and gene editing technology. This will be an abomination to God, because eternal life is God's free gift to mankind. They don't need to try to hack the human genome. They only need to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. But these evil, wicked people want to have eternal life without God. They want to be their own God and do things their own way, and they refuse to accept the love of the truth so that they might be saved. And because of this, God's wrath is coming, and it won't be much longer. Mankind cannot continue going down this route much further without God directly intervening, as he did with the Tower of Babel. AI might very well play a major role in the end times. We know that Abraham battled against AI in the Old Testament, perhaps a foreshadow of what is to come in the end times, and I believe it is. But the way that I see it is Web3 is going to be necessary for the beast system to be able to function properly. And I do believe that it'll take quite a few years in order to get the whole world to switch over to Web3. So again, I do think that we are within around a decade or so until the time of the end of the Age of Grace and the start of Jacob's trouble. And a lot of experts are trying to predict when AI is going to become sentient. And I personally believe that AI will never ever be sentient. And that is because no matter how emotionally intelligent they may seem, they are only bots created by man. They're programmed. They have no life in them because God did not breathe the breath of life into them as he did with Adam. They will never have a soul, and therefore they can never be considered sentient. They can never be considered human. But that's all for now. I'm going to go ahead and end with the gospel, and that is that Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, died for our sins. He was buried, and he rose again on the third day for our justification. And when we believe this good news, Christ's righteousness is credited onto our account. And we are sealed with the Holy Spirit until the day of our redemption. And we that believe keep the faith until the very end of the race. Until next time, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.